You've been listening to Shuk Shukta Radio, Worku Ayal. Lu?
Hi.
This is CITR on 101.9 FM. And in this festive holiday season, thank you for continually listening to this wonderful radio station here. Again, you've been listening to Shuk Shukta Radio, which is an Ethiopian show which airs every week from 10 to 11 on Sunday mornings, featuring Amharic music.
Yeah.
And culture. Yeah. We're now transitioning into Kol Nodedi, which means nomadic voice in Hebrew. I'm your host, Danya, and got a beautiful hour of music lined up for you today.
How's your Christmas?
Wow. Just a minute here. There's some new microphones on here, huh?
Yeah, but it's not good.
Oh. My Christmas, well, it's a pretty holiday. I don't celebrate it, though.
Oh, I know.
And your Christmas is coming up soon.
Six, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And what are you going to be doing for that, by the way?
Oh, I'm eating food and playing music.
Where's your church, the Eastern, the Orthodox Church?
We have Orthodox Church, two churches we have. We're going to party and invite people, eat, and then, you know, kids and mother, father, all family and friend gathering together, and then, you know,
sounds that's perfect.
Yeah.
It's all about getting the family together, no matter what holiday you celebrate.
It doesn't matter what.
This time of the year.
Yeah, that's, everybody's like, we have fun.
Well, Hanukkah's definitely like that as well. Hanukkah, which lasts 8 days, Festival of Lights in Judaism. And in fact, tonight is the very last night of Hanukkah. You light a Hanukkiah, which has 8 candles. And tonight we will be lighting the 8th, the very last one. This holiday honors the historic victory of the Maccabees and the miracle of the oil. Just a little bit about Hanukkah. The word means dedication. And in the 2nd century BCE, the Syrian Greek regime of Antiochus sought to pull Jews away from Judaism with the hopes of assimilating them into Hellenism, which is Greek culture. Antiochus outlawed aspects of Jewish observance, including the study of Torah, and this began to decay the foundation of Jewish life and practice. And during this period, many of the Jews began to assimilate into Greek culture, taking on Greek names, intermarriage, etc. In response, a band of courageous Jews took to the hills of Judea in open revolt against this threat to Jewish life. Led by Matityahu and later his son Judah the Maccabee, this small band of pious Jews led guerrilla warfare against the Syrian army. Antiochus sent thousands of well-armed troops to crush the rebellion, but the Maccabees succeeded in driving the foreigners from their land. The fighters entered Jerusalem in December 164 BCE, and the Holy Temple was in shambles, defiled, desecrated by the foreign soldiers. They cleansed the temple and rededicated it on the 25th day of the Jewish month of Kislev. When it came to relight the menorah, they searched the entire temple, but only one small jar of oil bearing the pure seal of the high priest could be found. And miraculously, the small jar of oil burned for 8 days until a new supply of oil could be brought. And from then on, Jews have observed a holiday for 8 days in honor of this historic victory and the miracle of the oil. And what does that look like today? Well, it always falls around this time of the year, November, December. However, the Jewish calendar is a lunar one, so it's not a fixed date in this Gregorian calendar. Well, what are the key markers of Hanukkah? Well, it features the lighting of a special Hanukkah menorah that has 8 branches, and then a little helper candle with which you light the other 8 candles, and you add 1 new candle each night. Some of the customs include spinning a dreidel, which is basically a spinning top with Hebrew letters on each side, eating greasy foods. It's really wonderful to legitimately do that, like potato pancakes and these great donuts. And they're so not just donuts, because I'm not a donuts fan, but they're just delicious. I guess they kind of are, but since they're a little bit symbolic, they taste better. And giving Hanukkah gelt and coins, like chocolate money, basically, to kids. And this tradition, I believe, one interpretation I heard was, What does every nation do when they become a nation, they become strong and independent? One of the very first things that a people does is print their own money, their own coins. And so these coins and gelt during this time of the year represents this independence and resilience. So that's a little bit about the holiday of Hanukkah. And in lieu of that, let's go right into some music from Israel. Of course, one of my favorite groups, a piece I haven't played in a while. It's a love song, and the theme is returning to my home, to return to me. Which, if we can connect that to the story of Hanukkah, to rededication and a return to our home. So, this is the Dan Reichel Project with a song called Shuvi. You're listening to Kol Nodedi on CITR 101.9 FM.
לא היה לי בית, ידייך היו ביתי, כבשים לבנים ידייך, ידייך אהובתי. כשלא היה לי בית, שפתייך היו ביתי, תותים חמים שפתייך, שפתייך אהובתי. שלא היה לי בית ולא הייתה שם, טיילנו יחפים בארץ נפלא. שלא היה לי בית ולא הייתה שם, טיילנו יחפים בארץ נפלא. ידייך היו ביתי, כבשים לבנים ידייך, ידייך אהובתי. כשלא היה לי בית ולא הייתה שם, טיילנו יחפים בארץ נפלא. כשלא היה לי בית ולא הייתה שם, טיילנו יחפים בארץ נפלא.
Bar, which means wild weed. They are a group, I was going to say a Hasidic, so like a mystical Jewish group from the Galilee. And that was, I believe, based on a well-known poem by the poet Yonatan Geffen. So that was Esev Bar that you were just listening to. Those beautiful violins there. I just love that refrain at the end. It's just gorgeous. Before Esev Bar, it was the Dan Reichel Project, as I mentioned. And the Dan Reichel Project. Oh, where's all the stuff going here? Okay, and what I have for us next is a couple more pieces from Israel. Hang on a second. This is what I wanted to read to you about. This is off of their MySpace.com, their MySpace site, about the Dan Reicha project. And it's always being updated, which is very cool. There's a lots of excellent information on it. So just a little bit more about the Idan Reichel project. Idan Reichel is an Israeli keyboardist, composer, and producer. And the whole idea with this project was that he invited over 70 different musicians, 70 different musicians from a wide variety of backgrounds, to participate in the recordings that now make the Idan Reichel project. Idan was fascinated for a long time by the music of Israel's growing population of Ethiopian Jews, and many songs feature members of Israel's Ethiopian community. The recordings also include Arab musicians, traditional Yemenite vocalists, and a percussionist from Suriname and a South African singer, among others. So it's really interesting music, very transcendental, very beautiful, very accessible, just a magical fusion. So that's the Idan Reichel project. And they will be coming out with a new album. It's about time. I've been waiting for a while to hear some new stuff of theirs. February 2009. So very soon. Can't wait for that. And so onwards, Miri Messika is what I'm going to play for us next. She is a singer and an actress. She studied at the Rimona Music School, which is the leading music school in Israel that also exported musicians like Aviv Geffen, Dana Berger. And in the course of her short career so far, she's around 30 years old. She has sold over 120,000 records, which is quite a lot for such a tiny country. In 2005 and 2007, she went platinum. So, let's play a song off of her first album that is self-titled, Miri Messika. Enjoy, you're listening to Kol Nodidi on CITR 101.9 FM. באותן עיניים למבט שלי נוסף שמץ אכזבה כי אם אתה עוזב ואם אני נשארת זאת לא אותה האהבה תמיד אשמור על כמה צעדים אחורה אפילו אם תיתן לי להיות קרובה אם אתה שוכח ואני זוכרת זאת לא אותה האהבה בשלווה אחרי הכל אני תמיד אוהב אותך אבל זאת לא אותה האהבה לא יישארו לי אליך רחמים
לנו סגדול כל שמיים שמחת ירח מתמלא ומתגלה במאור עיניים מרחוק הם מנגנים עכשיו רק לנו עוד טיפה תראי אם את הגענו אל אותה פינה אל המנגינה זאת המנגינה שלנו ירח מתמלא ומתגלה במאור עיניים מרחוק הם מנגנים עכשיו רק לנו עוד טיפה תראי אם את הגענו אל אותה פינה אל המנגינה זאת המנגינה שלנו
לך זו מלחמה כן מה שבשבילי
שלום לך זו מלחמה אך אל המקום אליו אני הולך הן גם אתה תגיע אל המקום אליו אני הולך הן גם אתה תגיע כל הדרכים הרעונות אל אותו הרקיע כל הדרכים הרעונות אל אותו הרקיע אל המקום אליו אתה הולך כן גם אני אגיע אל המקום אליו אתה הולך כן גם אני אגיע אך בלי ניצוץ אהבה שום דבר לא יתניע בלי ניצוץ אהבה שום דבר לא יתניע אל המקום אליו אני הולך אין גם אתה תגיע אל המקום אליו אתה הולך כן גם אני אגיע כל הדרכים הרעולות אל אותו הרקיע אך בלי ניצוץ אהבה שום דבר לא יתניע
You just heard Ehud Banai's The Spark of Love, a piece that explores the journey of two or perhaps many people with different perspectives, desires, and views on life. The spark of love makes it possible for each to reach great heights, each in his or her own way. Everyone lives in different worlds, the difference is so big. What I feel inside, no one else feels. What you think is long, I think is flat. What you see closed, I see open. What I see white, you see black. When darkness falls on me, light shines on you. What a dream is for you is a nightmare for me. What peace is to me is war to you. To the place I'm going, you'll get to too. All paths lead to the same sky. To the place you're going, I'll get to too. But without the spark of love, nothing will be put in motion. That was Ehud Banai, off of his album Tip Tipa, A Little Drop. And in fact, the song you heard before this Spark of Love was the album titled song A Little Drop, Tip Tipa. It's the song right before this one. And goes as such. A little drop, where does the drop fall and escape? To the great ocean and blue skies, the happiness of the waxing moon revealed. In the light of the eyes. From a distance, they now play only for us. Another drop, you will see. We've almost made it to that same corner, to that music, which is our music. The song is singing about, I'm just reading Ehud Banai's notes here, how the smallest and most personal of drops can ultimately connect us with a larger scheme of things. In which that music becomes our music. And I thought that this song was so appropriate, being that it's the festival, the holiday of Hanukkah, in which it was just a little drop of oil that enabled the miracle of Hanukkah, which was ultimately the reclaiming and rededication of our culture and a return to being able to practice our faith. So that was Ehud Banai, and he's got a wonderful website at ehudbanai, ehudbanai.co.il, and there's an entire English version, so check it out. And before we're listening to Miri Messika, also she has a beautiful website, mirimesika.co.il. So onwards, this next set that I prepared for today's show is a medley of some very soothing, very harmonious Latin music. We're going to begin with a Brazilian singer with a beautiful voice called Vanessa de Mata. Let's give her a listen. You're listening to Kol Nodadi. This is CITR 101.9 FM. I'd love to hear you. Please call in. The number at the station is 822-2487.
Abolindo quase toda a maldade, como se o amor trouxesse o gozo da infância. Bem que volta a inocência, bem de ter carinho e delicadeza. Viva o que nos torna o bem maior da natureza. Eu era assim. Viva o que nos torna o bem maior da natureza.
Que he vivido si se olvidarán porque no soy rey o sultán. Yo solo soy un grano de arena de las dunas junto al mar o en el reloj dentro del cristal. Yo no soy más que una candela capaz de alumbrar un poco de oscuridad. Que me has dicho nunca olvidaré, las guardaré cerca al corazón. Mas las historias que he vivido sí se olvidarán, porque no soy soledad. Yo solo soy un grano de arena de las dunas junto al mar. En el dentro del cristal, yo no soy más que una candela capaz de alumbrar un poco de oscuridad.
Yeah.
Federico Obel from his native Buenos Aires, but he lives between Berlin and Barcelona. And he actually played here probably 4 months ago or so, and I don't know how I missed him. But anyways, hopefully he will be back here. I know his show is a huge success. He sings in Spanish with classical guitars, double bass lines, hip-hop beats, Latin percussions, very atmospheric, electronic sorts of sounds. So again, that was Federico Obel, or Aubel, and that was off of his album Panamericana. Check him out on MySpace. I'm really into MySpace these days, but so nice because they're just more interesting, these sites, because they are regulated and mediated by the artists themselves. And so it's a very cool for that. Before Federico Obel, we were listening to Marta Topferova. And she is very interesting. Just reading a quote from the New York Times about her. She sounds pure Latin, but she's actually not in her roots. She's a Czech singer whose heart is in Latin American music. She dips into styles from across the Caribbean and South America. Cuban son, Venezuelan joropo, Puerto Rican bomba, and plays the cuatro and sings with an elegant longing in her voice. So that's Marta Topferova, and I played for you a song called Grano de Arena. And just this last piece here, concluding this set of music, this is Luis de Aguino from Cuba. Enjoy.
Espaço de vida, caminhos de culpa, poeira de história, retratos. espaço de vida.
What you just heard was Luis de Aguino with a piece called Caminos de Cuba. This was off of Putumayo album called Latin Lounge, a very soothing, very mellow, chill out, yet substantial album. That's Latin Lounge, one of Putumayo's more recent albums. And we are nearing the end of our show here. Just a few things before we head out, and I am going to leave us with a gorgeous piece, a more jazzy, reflective, unpredictable piece by David Buchbinder's Odessa Havana. But before so, just wanted to let you know that an incredible, very dynamic, very fiery gypsy group from France will be here next month, January 18th. Les Yeux Noirs from France will be playing at CAP College, or now CAP University, actually, at 2055 Purcell Way in North Van at 8 p.m. That's January 18th. And they are so gorgeous. I heard them a couple times in Toronto and in Montreal, and their strings, their violins and violas are just on fire. So with Les Yeux Noirs, you can expect to hear a lot of traditional Hungarian gypsy music. I believe, pretty sure it's Hungarian, but they do live in France. So that's Les Yeux Noirs. They're coming January 18th. And I will be reminding us of that, because that's a big thing, especially for this city. So that is on January 18th. And so as well, I won't be here next Sunday, though my friend and colleague here at the station, Worku, will be taking over for me. So you can expect 2 hours of really great Ethiopian music. That'll go from 10 to 12 next Sunday, but I will be back the week after. So tune back in then for Kol Nodedi. Have a wonderful holiday. Chag Sameach for those of you who celebrate Hanukkah. And Merry Christmas in advance for those of you who celebrate the Orthodox Christmas. And enjoy your vacations. And I'll leave us with this. This is Odessa Havana, award-winning trumpeter, composer, Buchbinder, who teams up with pianist and composer Hilario Duran, who, by the way, I'm looking forward to playing from some interpretations of his music by the Griffin Trio, which does a beautiful job of playing his compositions. Look forward to hearing that in the new year. But now, again, back to what I was saying. This is Odessa Havana off of their very first album, and we're waiting for more. Cuban klezmer mashup that is just explosive. Enjoy, have a beautiful break, and see you in 2 weeks. You're listening to Kol Nodedi. Bye-bye.